So having understood this, which is still going on, understanding the online advertising. Okay, so search engine advertising, we are trying to understand. We have understood the pop-up completely. Then next is the search engine advertising. Is putting an advertising on a large search engine like Google, Yahoo, Bing, etc. They trigger your advertisement when customer comes looking for certain keywords. Now, these keywords are the one which you have with Google, with Yahoo, you have tied up for which, you know, for which you are paying money to them. So when I come to a marketing program or say like AI, you know, when I type, now if that is a word that I have subscribed with Google, etc., and I have paid that relevant amount, so whenever somebody searches AI, my this thing will come up, you know, in the listing, etc. So different types of search engine advertisement I have earlier spoken about, that will appear. So it's a paid placement, paid inclusion, sponsored searches. These are some of the different types of search engine advertisements are there. So paid placement, let's understand this. It guarantees the position in the resource page of the search engine. So search engine, when you place artificial intelligence and when you click enter, you get this. However, you have right-hand side open. On the listing, you have two advertisements coming in. So these are all, so that's a paid placement. Okay, paid inclusion. Advertisers pay for the inclusion into the search engine, but it is not on the top. It is somewhere in the bottom, etc., as they come. So, okay. Sponsored searches firms pay to have the links to their website. They are generally on the right-hand side. So when you search for it, they fall under the right-hand side. They also trigger further search. It enables you to search more. By giving you a little more additional information, which is otherwise not possible in these 2-3 lines of display, search display that is happening. Okay. Impression specific, cost per impression. So there are now ways these people charge you. So advertisers pay each time the ad is displayed. Here, whether the customer is seen or not seen is not important. The ad got displayed and you are charged for it. So that is the cost per impression. Display on site of a specific target group. You are paying the the platform for it to be displayed on a specific target group. Now, the specific target groups and all these are possible in a social media and all where the person is feeding his personal information. It's not possible in an open medium, but once while opening a Facebook account, I have entered my birth date so the age can be calculated. I have entered some of the mandatory information. So that builds a profile. Now the advertiser gives that profile information. So if that matches it, so then the next time when I enter the Facebook, this ad will come in front of me. Click specific, so CPC, cost per click. I will pay only if customer clicks that advertisement. So that's a click per cost per click, which is generally higher than the cost per impression. So that is how these are the way search engine advertising that goes. There is another aspect called affiliate advertising within the search engine. Now, affiliates are what? Affiliates are individuals who created their digital property. It could be blog, it could be your YouTube, it could be your own advertisement that you do. Wherein, while in blog, you see many links are given, or say in the advertisement or a PR that you read, some links are given. Now, using that, they act as your promoter, they act as your spokesperson, they act as your forward advertisers. So while you are reading a say blog on a house cleaning, you know, how to clean house efficiently, and then somebody puts in Dyson, you know, new age Dyson vacuum cleaner, etc. And then when you click on that Dyson, it takes you to the site where Dyson is being sold. And if the sale happens, if you trigger a sale using that link, then this person whose blog is there gets paid. So he is your affiliate advertiser. He is an affiliate advertiser with Dyson. He has registered himself with Dyson as an affiliate advertiser. He is not paid by Dyson for putting a blog or putting an ad for on their behalf. No. Only when using his link, if somebody visits Dyson and purchases the Dyson, then this guy gets paid. So there's what is known as an affiliate advertising. Sponsorship, you can sponsor many things. You can sponsor the whole page, you can sponsor the content, etc. So the sponsorship is a different proportion. Otherwise, in my days when I learned MBA or say advertising or what is sponsored, this thing, it was like, you know, something in the backdrop. Your logo coming was a more of sponsorship. Then came the television. where we started hearing this program is sponsored by. So same is the case now in the virtual or online or digital world. You can sponsor number of things. So you do the sponsored advertisement to reach out to your target consumers. Falls in several categories, the spotlights. So you have a various way the sponsorship is handled. Customer builds pages, yani it's a custom build pages. So you create a special spotlight. Here, the page and all are built around the theme that the advertiser himself uses. It will look alike, like of a kind of a look alike site as close to the service provider or product provider, etc. Consumer will see the uniformity and all, and consumer will get attracted that way. So that's one spotlight. Second is advert gaming. Here you can create, you can range from advertiser buying all the ad units. So when some game is being played, you buy all the sponsored link available in the game, so that whenever that is being played, your advertisements or your this thing will keep coming, and it will create that kind of a communication. Even in the games, if there is a name display possible, etc., your product name will come, etc. So that's where you get, say, if the game of a cricket, I mean, the cricket, you know that there is a banner and all. So same way you take that as a space. So that's a sponsored advert gaming. Content and section sponsorship. So all these blogs and various other media that you see, where you can sponsor a specific section which is relevant, where you think most of your target group is visiting and all. So that's a content and section sponsorship. Sweepstakes and contests. Yeah, that's another way of sponsorship. You sponsor any ongoing contests or sweepstakes online, where you either create a contest and, you know, you be a sponsor of it. It is created by you and you are a sponsor. It is created by somebody else, but you are sponsoring that sweepstake or a contest, etc. So that way you can get your online footprint. So this is about what we were learning about various types of online advertising, wherein we understood about search engine advertising, and we have studied various formats under that. Okay. Now we come to the third, which is events and webinars. So face-to-face communication tools such as exhibition, trade shows have been, of course, there. And it has also now moved on to the online. COVID and such pandemic has compelled people to even create a platform online. So there are online events happening, online exhibitions happening, etc. It is done for a variety of reasons. Participants can is free to enter when he wants, exit when he wants, either on invitation or on payment, etc. So that's also another advantage of an online events or a webinar. Webinar is another way wherein a subject matter experts creates an opportunity for people in general, masses, to learn about something, to learn about, and he popularizes that as a webinar where he invites people to register for the webinar. It could be free or it could be on payment of a certain nominal fees. And when people come and they participate in the session, they are expected to learn something. At the end of it, of course, he reveals a better package. He reveals that I have this a detailed program which is costing actually you 60,000. I am giving you in 10,000. So that's how they try to lure you. Yeah, so that's a webinar and event, this thing. Viral marketing, another format wherein word of mouth is used, or digital forwards are used to create that viral spread of the message. When it is through word to word, it is word of mouth. When one person talks to the other person about your product or your innovation or your offer, etc., it's a word of mouth. But some of your communications are forwarded, referred to other guy, etc. Or there are lucrative offer that, you know, refer a friend for this promotion and you get so much cash back, or, you know, like that. So you try to get into doing that. I will refer this to two of my friends and I earn that way, say 200 bonus points. So these are the ways that viral is created. Buzz is another form where you generate attention, which is generally created in a way that you make people also converse, you know, on that topic. And so it's not that just a mere one-sided word of mouth or a viral. There you create a kind of a conversation, internal or, you know, cross conversation. So that creates a buzz, as you say. So where a lot of people come and discuss for, against, etc., you know, that's what is a buzz. Viral marketing is a combination of word of mouth, word of mouse, as you say. So it's both, is a combination wherein you make people either talk about you or let mouse play the trick to forward and, you know, spread your message. Successful buzz always depends on the stickiness. The stickiness of the concept means, what is the meat in it? What is it in that will compel a person to talk about you? What is in it that will compel a person to forward this to 10 others? So that one need to really look at. That's what the sticky net is all about, yani. Okay. So we are just understanding the viral marketing a little better. So what are the advantages of a viral marketing? So these are some of the advantages. Not that, you know, they need to be really covered in detail. Buzz is cheap. Means, yani, compared to any other, you have to hardly insignificant amount to produce it. Then later on it spreads on its own, spreads throughout the population. Then you don't have to do much of an effort to spread this. It's a non-intrusive, yani. It is non-interruptive, non-intrusive. I receive when I want, otherwise I don't pay the attention. Okay, it's a proactive, not a passive, it's a proactive. I am telling you because I care for you. I am telling you because I know that you need to know about it, etc. So it's like it's not a passive or forced upon communication. Endorses by the person whom you know, and so you trust that person and he is endorsing you, so that the belief is coming. No campaign cutoff point, it can continue, you don't have to pay for it, therefore there is no cutoff point, etc. Provides ever increasing return on investment, because in a very limited amount you still get the desired leads, and if lead is converted fruitfully, your rate of investment in getting a customer and converting it is far less under the viral or a buzz marketing. Then comes what you call an email marketing. So email is also another form of online advertising, wherein nothing but you send a customized email. You send a customized email. Now the personalization is possible. So you will get an email. Earlier it used to come, dear sir, madam, etc. You know, then you know that is an impersonal message. Now the message comes to you, though it's a mass mailing, mass emailing, the message comes to you, dear Mr. Hathi. So you feel ke ye mere ko likha hai, you know. Customer's permission is a must. However, this is possible because I have subscribed to being on their database, where I have entered my first name, I have entered my last name separately, I have given my email ID, I have given my mobile, etc. So that's a permission given. And they will say, ke bhai, you know, kahin par bahut chota likha hota hai ke you may continue to send me. Now that has been utilized to communicate with you on an email. Customer gives an opt-in, yani. When I subscribe to the newsletter and other thing, it is concept is known as an opt-in. I have opted in to receive your communication through an email. So that's an email marketing. Very important to get the attention, very important to make customer do first action, etc. Very important to convert, yani, know whether the cold lead is warming up or not, etc. So those are some of the advantage. Opt-in strategy means a strategy that indicates the person is interested in communicating with you or remaining in touch with you. Companies can ask questions to develop the profile. So companies develop art or a tact by which they want to obtain more information about you. So initially you may just write your, they may ask you for name, number and your email ID, etc. But then through different ways and conversation, they extract more about you. So they are, whether you are a working service professional, whether you are married and that kind of, so they start building your profile. So that's an advantage of opt-in way of email marketing. Social networking sites, you have many, you are aware of Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Google, Insta, these are all social networking sites. Networking means it allows you to connect with like-minded people or masses, you know, so to say. Either the friend, relative, or whom you have accepted as a contact to be with you. So that's what is the networking. People can like or later can express or say comment upon your post, etc. So these are all that interaction that happens, which is engaging a brand. It ultimately facilitates engagement of the brand with the target audience. So that's a social networking site. That's an advantage of online advertisers. Then comes the mobile marketing. Mobile marketing is nothing but what you generally see on your mobile. So mobile now has lot of email also can come onto mobile, social media you can open under mobile, professional site like LinkedIn you can open under mobile, SMS comes with lot of links and all, where WhatsApp can facilitate lot of interaction. So these are what is mobile is that it allows marketers to reach out the message to the target group through its mobile phone. So that's a very brief understanding. Consumers opt in to receive a message. He has a choice to receive your message or ignore your message. Devices can prevent some kind of a message. You can block certain advertisers, etc. So those things are also possible. And it allows various other online media to also synchronize and be present in one location, which is your smartphone. So you have an email coming in that also you can open on and see on a smartphone. Same person sends you the SMS, same person reaches you on a WhatsApp, etc. You have an app of that organization or something. So that app also communicates the same offer. So that way, through a different touch points, all converge into mobile, you can reach out to your target group. So that's an advantage. Engage with prospective customers in an interactive manner. So power is, I can immediately take an action. Yes, I am keen to know more, and you see that no more sign, you click it. Or want to register for a trial, this demo, register, you know. Explore our webinar to know more about this program. So I will put explore, and then I will fill in basic information. So I will start getting the invites and blah blah. So that's what it is becoming a powerful interactive tool. Many things, and short messages, MMS, to like what you see, and mobile ultimately converges and synchronizes with most media, and everything is available to you on your mobile. My YouTube channel I can refer on mobile. So that's the power. I can refer other YouTube channel, I can refer websites and all. I can fill the form using mobile only. Auto fill is available in that. So those kind of, so it's a very powerful tool. So mobile applications. So one need to know also about the mobile application. So when I say mobile applications, every company comes out with a specific download Lenskart app today, or download Swiggy app today and order first at 50% discount, etc. So this is what? It's a programmed application which, when downloaded, connects you with the advertiser and offers you all the product and services and promotion, a way to interact, way to settle the commercials, etc. Everything is at one place. So that's a mobile application. It's a real-time tool, yani. It works on a real-time basis. When you give an order, you get a confirmation, you get a tracking of your goods, etc. So various things, something new which has come in, you will come to know first, because that's what the app will feed you. Okay, here is a new product launch, etc. So that's a lot of other power makes the mobile application also is a powerful online tool today. Okay, interactive television. If I have to see interactive television like Tata Sky or whatever the DTH operator you have with you, or even so those are the people, or say Naptol and those things, if you have noticed, wherein you refer to the telephone number or you place an order by sending an SMS, etc. They keep showing you the offer ends today or only 20 products left. When they start their Naptol people, when you see, when they started introducing you the product, they will show something like 100 numbers, and then they shouting, they reveal ke bhai aaj itne hi rupiye mein vagera, and they say order now, stock fast depleting. Udhar aap dekhoge number 100 ke 70, 70 ke 50, 40, last abhi 10 hi bache hai, abhi order karo. So these are all what? It's an interactive television. You immediately pick up your phone, usne jo bola wo number pe dial kiya, ya to aapne SMS kar diya, because you don't want to be left out of this offer in the only 10 piece available type of. So that's a interactive way. Tata Sky, everything is through an interactiveness. I want to subscribe, I want to see a specific movie on a paid basis, etc. Everything is through just they are interactive. This thing is start a menu, see the menu, jo bhi bola hai, press 12 to mujhe wo picture dekhna hai to dekhna mil jayega, 75 rupees ya jo bhi hai charge mere usme se cut jayenge, blah blah. So this is all interactive way of engagement with the customer through a television. Social media advertising, social media marketing, so to say, all this Facebook, LinkedIn, etc., Twitter, Pinterest are the social media. They network, they allow you to network. They are categorization, social, professional, which is LinkedIn is a professional media, etc. So that way they are kind of classified in a different way for you to know the target group of people that you may refer to. Social media allows you to socialize with the like-minded people. So at least the belief here is that on a specific social media, specific like-minded people will be there, so that when you reach out to them through that media, you are in a position to reaching out to a specific target group of people. So that's a belief behind using Pinterest, so specific type of people, Instagram, so specific type of people, and then their demographic and all other analysis that the advertiser provides you, and then you put your release your sponsored ad. When you are seeing it, Insta or this thing, you see the sponsored ad. So they are the paid form, you know, they have targeted you while advertising. The guy must have told him he should be educated, postgraduate, blah blah, not less than 40 years, etc. So us hisab se jo hota hai to mere ko ye, I am getting it, yani. So that's the social media marketing. Okay, it offers enormous opportunity, ability to collaborate, add, edit, share, take the content. So there are a lot of enormous opportunity provided you know all the facilities. They are consumer generated content, yani. So the power of the social media is aapne ek bar aapka पेज खोल दिया, आपने एक बार आपका जो चैनल खोल दिया वगैरह, उसके बाद यू हैव टू लर्न द आर्ट ऑफ रिमेनिंग एक्टिव, रिमेनिंग कनेक्टेड, जॉइन द कॉन्वर्सेशन, बिकॉज कस्टमर्स विल स्टार्ट कमिंग एंड पुटिंग देयर कमेंट्स, पुटिंग देयर लाइक्स, डिसलाइक्स अबाउट यू एक्सेट्रा. सो द टू वे, द कस्टमर जनरेट्स अ कॉन्टेंट ऑन यू अबाउट योर ब्रांड. इट मे बी फेवरेबल, इट मे बी अनफेवरेबल. Important is that whether you remain connected and you facilitate a conversation, even if there is a negative comment, it matters to be seen that how do you revert to it, how do you solve it, etc. So others will may get impressed the way you handle. So that's why it's a content generating tool also, where two-way communication happens. So there are certain classifications of social media. Networking, so Facebook, LinkedIn are known as a networking type. While media, essentially the blogging, YouTube, Instagram, podcast, they are all essentially a media in first place. Okay, they may not be a kind of a networking media, but they are a standalone media in itself. So now let's understand about promotion and the digital tools which are on horizon. So digital advertising can support all promotion activity also, not only advertising, but also promotion. Digital advertising is helping a personal selling, personal selling effectiveness is far better with the use of digital advertising. Reason being, various digital tools enables the proper qualification, qualifying the sales lead, and then only passing the proper qualified leads to the personal selling. So for example, you have opted in, you keep getting various emails on certain programs. In one of the program, you click it and you show your interest, then the telecall comes to you, you get your basics understood, and then you say, yeah, I'm still interested. But then that lead goes to the personal seller, who will then call you up, okay, sir, you have shown an interest, I can come and show you the demonstration. Now, this guy is not blindly shooting, you know, he has a specific request from me to show the demonstration of your product to me. So that's why it is more increasing the sale. Web has two advantages, essentially the lower cost, because it enables you that, and provides you large reach. With that as a this thing, the promotion expenditure through web also or online goes down and grants you the better effectiveness. Digital media, where can the digital media help you in promotion this thing? Promotion needs an information to reach out to the large people. Digital media helps you with that. Promotion needs you to generate lead, means those who are not your customers or those who are brand switchers, etc., they should take an action. So that's where the promotion media, this digital media helps you to get that lead with call to action and various other things. Okay. And then comes the interaction. Digital media, for a promotion to be effective, there has to be an interaction that has to happen. And then finally, the action. You have to get the desired action from your consumer to buy your product or at least show an interest for demonstration or as the case may be. Digital media can offer all these services. So that's why it is a suitable tool for promotion. Public relation, digital media also builds your public opinion. The kind of publicity that you can garner through digital media by promoting your social service and the cause related effort that you are putting in and how it goes viral and probably get you the lot of eyeballs. So that's where the publicity and public relation can be better done using digital media. Direct marketing, by targeting a specific group of customers. So digital direct response marketing, as they say, digital direct response marketing is another form of a direct marketing where you target specific target group of customers. However, the lead time between your sending the mailer and receiving the response is far reduced because you generate the content, you reach out, consumer has an immediate choice to click order, click refer information, click download brochure, download app, as the case may be. So that's a direct effect, in the direct marketing effectiveness also goes up. Sales promotion, so various you built in today new age aspect like a cashback, use promo code. Besides that, the same other things like your strong offers, contest, sweepstakes, they all even work today in various sales promotion that you can do it on a digital media. So in short, digital media definitely even enables promotion today. In fact, it makes promotion more powerful and effective to get the call to action expedited. So that's another advantage. Now we are on section 11.6. Essentially, this and the next section will give you an idea about revenue models and the pricing models. So let's understand various revenue models. This is a revenue model on the online advertising from the publisher perspective. Okay, so revenue model, what kind of a revenue model can be prevalent or which are prevailing today? We are just trying to understand. Revenue from the subscription access to the content. So you subscribe for it, you pay for it, you know, so you pay for the document, you pay for the data. So CMIE or say those kind of Center for Monitoring Indian Economy. If you want data about the Indian economy, that's a place to go, but they provide you a subscription based access. Okay, so that you can refer to the Indian economy's data, etc. So CMIE earns that way. Revenue from cost per immersion. So here impression, my apology. So advertisers pay to the publisher every time the ad is displayed. Payment occurs for every single impression. So when I say an impression, so friends, you look at it, I am on an Insta and I am scrolling. If your ad is there in between, I am a right target audience, your ad is there in between, I have not even bothered to see, I am quickly passing it. But this quick pass is also considered as one impression. Therefore, you as an advertiser will have to pay the publisher the cost that you have agreed upon. It may be your static ad, it may be your animated ad, music or video, whatever it may be. So that's the cost per impression. Revenue from the cost per display. Display is, there is a predetermined time duration for which the screen remains static. So I am scrolling and I suddenly see that Asian Paints, color code booklet free or say free color consultation. So I stopped it and I saw that. So for that whatever few seconds, if that site has stopped there, that means I have referred. This means I have referred to the your advertisement. So there is a revenue cost for watching your advertisements. Okay, so that's a different from the impression. Impression, even if I have fast skipped your this thing, I'll still pay. So this is known as a cost per mile also, CPM or CPT as the case may be. It is for the exposure for a specific advertisement that you pay for. Revenue from CPC or a cost per click. I not only watched, I clicked it. There is whatever the button or there is a click done. So I clicked it, which took me to the microsite. What I do there is not material, but here on say Instagram, I clicked it. So it means I will have to pay Instagram as a publisher X amount. Increasingly, as you see, the rates go higher and higher because the effectiveness quotient that they offer you is much higher. Advertisers needs to play every time the click is done. It is immaterial on the other end where when I went to microsite, I have abandoned. Or what did I do? I did I fill the form? Did I download the app? What I did is not immaterial. But to an Instagram, I'll pay because I have clicked there. So these are the model which is there on the online available to the publisher, you know, that they can get from the advertiser. Furthermore, revenue from the sponsorship. So you sponsor a particular section. So for example, I straight away given an example. So go over there. HDFC Bank sponsors a particular section on say moneycontrol.com. Okay. So on that section, when you go, you will only see the surrounding banner ad or whatever the HDFC product related or HDFC advertisement. So I entire that page is sponsored by me. That section is sponsored by me. So I pay to the publisher for that pre-agreed period, pre-agreed amount. Affiliate revenue. We have earlier studied what is affiliate marketing. Here, certain commission is paid if the sale is happening from an affiliator's link coming to your site and consumers buying it. So here, like I have given you an example, if you display Amazon book on your blog, on your right-hand side or whatever, or while writing your blog, you say that there is a book on this, published by this, you know, available on say this, etc. And those links are given. Now, by clicking that, I am directed to Amazon and from there I buy that book. Then some pre-agreed commission to me as an affiliate will be paid to me. Okay, it may be anyhow, I have just given an indicative 5% out here. So this commission comes to me because I am an affiliate. I am writing a say blog on housekeeping. So while housekeeping blog, I introduce a swapping machine, or I gave you earlier example Dyson, a cleaner, vacuum cleaner. So while I write that and there is a link given, or there is a small advertisement, reference given on the right hand side. If the consumer clicks it, goes to the Dyson or say Amazon site where Dyson is for sale and purchase takes place, then Amazon pays me that amount, or a Dyson pays me that amount, because I have acted as an affiliate. So that's another way the revenue model works on online. Subscriber data access. So there are people who have a data available online through that opt-in process that they have used. The same data is utilized for sending the emailer to the chosen profile. So here you use the database available and you do it. Many countries it is illegal, but yes, this is also one of the revenue model where under some pretext or the other they have taken your opt-in permission. This data is then utilized to provide you with the marketing communication under the disguise, maybe the newsletter or whatever. But yeah, this is how also the revenue is generated out of your personal information. Somebody is making money. Okay, so we come to the section on the pricing mechanism. How does the pricing work? More or less we have understood the idea in the revenue itself. Pricing is towards the publisher side. So how does publisher charge? More or less you will see many of them are matching. Cost per exposure. Okay, so cost per exposure is nothing but how many exposure or the impression. So exposure is to clarify with the impression and the exposure. So here also you can say cost per impression, cost per exposure. So cost per impression is even if I am run through very fast, I will still pay for that, you know. So you are charged. They will say that cost per impression is so much. So if the customer is not even bothered, your ad is gone past, yani he is done a very fast up, you will still pay. And so there is a charge that the publisher charges you, or cost per exposure, ad is stopped. So there is a cost that Google charges you or Instagram charges you. So that's a pricing per exposure. So from the publisher side, on the other side, it was a revenue we understood. From the publisher side, it is a cost per impression or a cost per exposure that they convey to you, that this much I will charge you. That being price per response, you need a response from the consumer. So you need a click. So that's a cost per click, what you saw there. Here is a price per click or price per response. Certain response, you want a no more tab to be pressed or order now to be pressed. So for that only I will pay you. Okay, so you as a publisher tell this guy, okay, for this call to action has to happen, I will charge you so much. Now it depends on the publisher's confidence in it. Price he may charge you premium because publisher knows that my website or my this thing is more powerful, reaches out to the consumers and consumers do attend to the communication, etc. So that's how the price gets decided. Price per action, the response action, so to say, more or less matches. Here publisher might charge more for consumer. Here action is a action which is a marketeer's benefit. You want a song to be downloaded, you want your app to be downloaded, etc. So for which publisher will charge you more than what is the cost price per response, because here not only that he assures you to get that attention, he assures you to create that desired action, but while the action is happening, other resource, time and other thing that you utilize of the publisher is also taken into account. However, it depends on the publisher confidence of providing you that kind of a support, for which publisher also might have to keep doing promotion. So that's where the power of price for action. When publisher takes a price for action, publisher may on his own also do certain things to promote your offer. It's a lead generation. Ultimately, it's a lead generation tool by the advertiser. Here, the onus of the site performance is put on the publisher. So, from an Instagram, if I have taken that, I will expect Instagram to also do things that will assure me that required outcome. So, a publisher also gets into probably promoting it. So, publisher will ensure that your exposure is higher and higher so that people get into action in a better manner. Broadcast in traditional media do not share such kind of information. In the broadcast media earlier days, this kind of interactive pricing was not possible. It was only the space or the time or the this thing that you book on it for which you were paying. In the online world, this is changing. The pricing mechanism is as per the expected result that you are wanting from the publisher. So that's a difference that the online has brought in, online advertising. So there are different revenue model, we understood different pricing model. So in this chapter, overall we have understood the breakthrough in online advertising, which is nothing but various online media we have understood. We understood the revenue model and we have understood the pricing model. Thank you.